Rebel Force Radio.
Your source for the Force.
He made a fair move. Screaming about it can't help you.
He can't beat us every time.
Yeah, apparently he does.
How does he do?
This guy right here, it's because he cheats.
Let the Wookiee win.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to RFR RPG, the second edition. The RFR RPG Strikes Back. Attack of the RFR RPG, or the last RFR RPG. Because it's the second one, you know. And so I took
it's the second one. We're gonna subvert expectations on this one.
Yes, let's subvert. I'm all about the subversion. And so we're back for RFR RPG. This is a spinoff of RFR Q&A, where I get together with Matt Rashid and Tyler Page, and we attempt to do some role-playing gaming here, Star Wars style. What's the name of the game, Matt?
Age of Rebellion.
Age of Rebellion. Is there one called Empire on the Edge?
Yeah. Edge of the Empire is basically, it's the same game. It's just the rule set for smugglers and underworld characters if you want to play those kind of characters.
Got it. So we didn't get much play in last time around because we were sort of going off on tangents and stuff. And I intend to be a little more focused this month and actually get some gaming in. But first, I do have to make an announcement because I don't think this has been really talked about on any of the Patreon shows, and it needs to be addressed because a lot of people are asking about the RSS feed and the lack of weekly show, RFR weekly show and after show on the Patreon RSS feed. And there's a reason for that. And no, it's nothing you're doing wrong. Trust me, you're doing everything right. You guys always do. But what we need you guys to make note of is that the Patreon feed will now be used only for RFR Patreon exclusive programming, meaning we will no longer cross-post the weekly RFR and the after shows to our Patreon feed. But those shows are always available. They're available wherever you find podcasts. So we're asking all of our Patreon supporters to listen to our weekly shows and after shows via our free main RSS feed found wherever you get podcasts or from our main website. So if you want to hear those shows, it's real easy. Just subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Audible, wherever you get podcasts, you can subscribe to Rebel Force Radio. This Patreon feed is going to be kept for you guys exclusively, where all of our special bonus podcasts and programming will land. So there's going to be two feeds now fighting for your love. But we love you guys, and we just wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of what was going on there. So it's primarily just for the simple fact that we need to consolidate and drive all traffic to one place for those shows that are available to the podcast listening public. So thank you. This is a message from the Ad Council. Okay.
It's an easy transition to make. I made it because I was listening to the shows on Patreon. But it is kind of funny when you get the – I listen on Spotify. I get like the warped sounds and the deep sounds sometimes.
You get that.
I don't know what it is. It's a Spotify thing. But I can –
Well,
you know,
I do have inquiries in for that because I thought we had cured that problem. And I don't know why it's happening. And it seems like it's happening on Spotify, but we get reports that sometimes when people listen back to the show, the playback speed is wacky. It's either too slow or it's too fast. So I have some inquiries in about that. I thought maybe it was a sampling issue or something like that, but I'm doing everything by the book. So there has to be some sort of explanation for that. And if I find out anything, I'll let everyone else know. But I'm sorry if that's a problem. You know, if it doesn't, you know, if these things that I want to do don't work, I won't continue to do them. So, you know, everything's in beta. Let's just say everything is beta. My whole life is beta. Okay. Sooner or later, we'll get to the real thing.
It's like a variant, you know? I'm like, oh, I got the deep voice at 13
minutes. That's interesting. At 15 minutes.
I can't remember when, but yeah, it happens randomly.
And that happened on Spotify, eh?
Yeah.
That's what you say,
Yeah, I'll send you a text next time.
Send me a text. And does it keep happening every time you listen?
No.
It doesn't. So
it changes.
See, that's the hard thing about it is I can't provide any examples to anyone. That's the first thing anyone asks me is, well, what show does this happen on? And at what time? Do you have a time stamp? I'm like, I can't give you one because it's so inconsistent. It's crazy.
So you can listen to it over again and it'll happen at a different spot.
Or it's gone completely. Or it's fine gone audio.
Completely. Okay, yeah, that's
or it's gone completely.
Well, it's something with the app. It's got to be, man.
It's got to be something with the app. But why is it my show? I've heard people say it happens to other shows, and I've heard people say it only happens to Rebel Force Radio. Oh, here, I'm listening. Let's just, everyone, we're just going to spend this episode of RFR RPG listening to the show on Spotify, the latest episode here. That's what we're going to do once we get past the Uber Eats commercial. That's what the fast forward button is for. Don't let anybody know I told you that. But, yeah, so, I mean, if it just is happening randomly, I'm going to really start. I got to get to the bottom of this. I'm so fed up with that, but... technology. Technology has always been my enemy. Oh, so now the show's back. Well, this is a good episode. We should listen to this. No. All right, RFR RPG. So the name of the game is Edge of Your Pants, and my character is Podcasts. It's Edge of Rebellion, Age of Rebellion. Please, guys, jump in at any time.
Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion.
I'm waffling here. I am positively waffling right now because my head is all into these technical problems now that I didn't think was going to happen.
All right, let's just, I would just start the music, but I can't, so I can't get this going.
Oh, why did you have to say that? I told you I'd put it in after the fact. So do you want to do
a call? Saying I can't bail you out the way I normally would. I would just hit the music.
All right. Let's, are we going to jump into the crawl? See, that's the great thing about this game is every week we get caught up with what the adventures are all about. My guy's podcast is, Tyler, your guy was Vendry and he was a Duros, but he's been replaced.
Mm-hmm. So, I replaced him with Grando, the Grand.
Mm-hmm. Grando, the Grand.
Grand, sorry. Like the species, the three eyes, Rees.
Yeah.
And he's a real smooth talker to kind of supplement Podcastus and his pilot attitude. So
I like that. I like that. Now, was there a reason why Vendry got sent down to the minors? What happened there?
I just like having...
Casting choice.
Yeah, you know, I like having control over you know, my character and having the ability to pick and choose what I... instead of just like a guy out of a book, which is totally fine for what we were doing before, but I think this kind of campaign requires, it warrants.
I see now. I get you. I see what you're all about.
Well, I couldn't remember. I mean, you know, I didn't even remember Vendry came from a book. So I thought he was made up by Tyler. I didn't realize that he was just some sort of stock character that you inherited somehow. Grando the Grand, though. That's 100% page canon.
Exactly.
So I like that. Okay. So we got Podcasts. We got Grando the Grand. They got off to some adventure last time around. I don't remember what happened. So let's jump into our crawl with our narrator, Matt Rashid, who's going to get us all caught up to date with the adventure as it's unfolding.
Caught up to date. Here we go.
Operation Shadow Point, Session 2. The rebels have successfully taken control of Whisper Base, the secret listening post of Moff Dardano. But victory is far from assured. Rebel Agent Pod Castus and his partner, Grando the Grand, must now keep the base functioning and safe until the rebel reinforcements arrive. Having received a secret transmission through the base's signal intelligence array, Castus and Grando have learned of the imminent arrival of a rebel contact on Onderon who can help them secure the base. Before they can find the agent, the rebels must first make peaceful contact with the mysterious villagers. If successful, they will have allies who can help them maintain the base until the rebels arrive.
Dot, 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 dot. And then pan down through space. Hey, you know, that's a nice little tribute you're doing to Tom Kane right there. I hear his influence in play.
Yeah, yeah. Sprinkling a little bit of him in.
Yeah, so that's nice.
A little bit of Tom and a little bit of the NPR radio series.
His legacy lives on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the NPR radio series. I think we're going to have a big feature about those NPR radio dramas on RFR really soon.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
it should be pretty informative stuff, I'm hoping. But I've always been a big fan of those, you know. I mean,
yeah, well, that was one of our early Q&As.
Yeah, right. Remember we went through them, and of course they were a big inspiration for the Smuggler series of audio dramas that I produced at Star Wars Celebration with Kyle and FJ and the Clone Wars gang. Those are good times.
So we got a little bit of that sprinkled in there. Every episode had a little kind of audio crawl.
A little crawl. All right. So now what happens?
You folks ready?
I'm Brando, ready. Are you ready?
Brando,
you
and ready? Pod. Let's do it. So Brando. You, if you recall, you your proximity detectors had gone off because there were some humanoids approaching the base after you had received the message from Rebel Intel that an agent was going to be making planetfall at, on Onderon to meet you guys. Mm-hmm. And then these humanoids showed up. They seemed peaceful. I think Grando was trying to hit on one. I can't remember. But Pod stepped in and decided to make peaceful first contact.
Yes.
And you met the one that you kind of connected with was the female. There was four of them, three guys and a gal.
Yeah.
And they agreed to take you back to speak with their elder at their village. So you guys are about to head out. They have speeders for them. These kind of broken down old speeders. So you can either go, you know, hop on the back with them, or you can go grab your speeders and go with them. You know, follow along with them. It's up to you guys.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Grando, we have to go see this elder, and they're offering us a ride on their speeder, but we should really take ours because I don't want to be, number one, I don't want to be stuck there. And number two, I mean, what if these guys are up to no good and they don't take us to see the elder? They take us somewhere we don't want to be. I personally would like to have my own ride to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, I'm down for taking our own speeder. Yeah, I will say, I'll try and reserve my drinking, though, if there's a party or something.
Yeah, it's like when you go out, you want to make sure you have a ride home.
Yeah. Because I don't think they have Uber here, wherever the hell we are.
No they probably don't, or at least it's a couple of thousand kilometers away. Okay, so you guys tell the woman, and she says, "Oh, by the way, you can call me Kandra." And she points to the other three male humanoids. She says, "This is Terran and Mastro and Kaelin. And we will wait for you here. Our speeders are in the jungle just a little bit.
Okay.
We'll wait for you to pull out, and when you do, we'll walk to our speeders and join you. We'll lead the way."
Okay.
So you guys go get your speeders. So they see you come out, and you start walking. You start following them. They start walking into the jungle to go to their speeders, and you kind of. You go at like slow taxiing speed next to them. It's a little awkward.
Okay.
But you're doing it.
Yeah, it's like then, when you go to the ballpark to play Little League, and you always had some buddies who didn't have bikes, so you sort of just like, you know, you didn't pedal, you just moved your feet on the ground while you were still.
Yeah. You're doing it kind of Flintstone style.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, you know.
Yeah, we're doing that with the speeders.
You give a push, and the repulsor, you know, glides you forward a little bit. You give another push. Yeah.
Just get on my pegs.
Right. So, Pod,
Pod, that's me.
Pod.
I'm Pod.
Give me a perception check, please. So how we're going to do that in this new system, this newfangled... Actually, both of you give me
we're
a perception
newfangled.
Check. Okay, so you guys should be able to see your characters on the RPG session screen.
Oh, am I supposed to be there? okay, rpgsessions.com.
Knucklehead. All right, did you get two purple that popped up on your screen at all?
I just have the two greenies, the greeny green ones.
Okay, that didn't work then. Okay, so then put two purple too, please.
Done.
All right, and then hit roll dice.
Rolling.
Yeah, so now if you go to on the side there, you see it says history. And you see Grando's roll.
I do, and I see my roll.
And then you see your roll. And then it gives you the result. So on for Grando, it gives you the result of the die that popped up, of the dice. And it's perception check. Zero successes, one advantage. And then yours has your dice pool, and it has zero successes, two threats.
It's two threatening threats.
Yeah.
So now what are we going to do?
So now what's going to happen is you guys are you're kind of coasting along while they're going to their speeder. And you see Taryn just stop like he heard something.
Yeah.
And then out from the jungle brush comes a Kanik.
A Kanik?
Yeah, Kanik, which is this. Let me show you the image. You can show that. You can see the image. Yeah. There you go.
I don't even know how to describe.
Oh, Kanik.
It's like a dog, but it's
like a. It's like a. It looks kind of like a wart to me.
Yeah, it's like a frog dog
or something. Yeah, frog dog.
With a really big underbite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it needs some major dental work there. There's three of them. They come popping out. Pod, you take one strain. Grando, you take none because you had the Pod. You had the whatchamacallit. You had the two threats.
Yes.
Yeah. So what you do is go to you and see how it says Podcastus in the middle, and you see where it says wounds and strain, and there's a plus and a minus on the right side. Add one strain for you.
Okay, one strain. Ow!
Yeah. Okay. Wait, you're just like, what the?
Do I have to strain? Do I go like?
Yeah, you give us a good like anime strain, like
You know what drives my dog crazy is like in the morning when I'll be like I stretch, I'll be like when he hears that sound, he like freaks out. He
thinks it's time to wake up. It's time to go. Something's gonna happen.
He's like his ears go up. He starts moving around like something's going down.
All right, so we're gonna.
I don't even want to know what he's doing when I'm on the other side of the bathroom door.
He's just running up and down.
All right.
All right. So we're going to say with your
shouldn't have eaten that whole bag of corn nuts.
With your zero successes, they're going to go first. So the mechanics come out and they make a beeline for Taryn, who's the closest. Let me add him as a whatchamacallit though.
I love that candy bar. Whatchamacallit. Oh, my God. Mm. I remember when that came out in the early 80s, and I pretty much lived on it for about 6 months.
Just in a studio somewhere? Or like in a.
Oh, I was just a little kid. I was
80s, yeah.
11 years old. But just really, you know, living a life fueled by whatchamacallit candy bars. This is what I did. You know, there's a guy up in Wisconsin who all he eats is he eats two Big Macs every day. That's pretty much how I lived from like 1982 to 1984 was just two whatchamacallits every day.
And I had Culver's for 17 weeks straight. At least one meal, not like every day.
You live close to one. Now, see, a lot of people might not know Culver's is sort of it's a Midwest fast food place. And it's outstanding.
I don't know that. Yeah, that's a new one to me.
It's based in Wisconsin, and I'll put their burgers up against any of them. I'll put them up against the In-N-Out, the Marky Mark burger. What's that called?
out there.
The
Marky Mark Burger.
It's got like a small chain.
I think it's just one restaurant.
I don't think he came out east.
I think they got like two, right?
Really?
What's their last name? It's their last name. It's
Wahlburgers.
Wahlburgers?
Yeah, Wahlburgers.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So yeah, that's out.
It's gonna be Wahlburgers. It's gonna be great. We're gonna call it Wahlburgers.
That's out, like, you know, way out west. And then
burger from Wahlburgers.
Whataburger?
Whataburger? There's Fat Burger.
Whataburger I've heard of.
Mm-hmm. I've never had one.
Not a fan.
But I'll put Culver's up against any of them. I'll tell you that right now. Including the Ballyhooed In-N-Out Burger. Which, in my history, I've had many In-N-Out Burgers. But the only time they're really good is like after midnight. You know, after you see the concert maybe or something. That's, you know, it's that late night munchie. That's when it's at its best. You have it for lunch, it's just like, who cares?
Right. Ooh. You need some like recovery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From it.
Put some
recovery
life in
mm-hmm. Okay. So these Canucks are coming out. They start making a beeline towards towards Terrence.
They take a maneuver
to get engaged.
Is she the Darested villager?
He's a Darested villager.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. Oh. And the Darested villager, these are minions, so the way the game works is if you've kind of got like, you want like a cluster of folks. We did this in the last one with the stormtroopers and stuff. You basically have minions, which are like copy and paste of the same stats, and then just kind of whittle them down as you go. It just kind of helps things run a little quicker. So this Darested villager represents all four of them, and this Canuck represents three of them. He's going up against, he's engaged, he's going up against the Darested villager with his bite.
Chomp.
All right, so why is this...
are you maneuvering something back there behind the scenes to determine
I'm controlling the Canucks.
Okay.
I'm controlling the Canucks.
Because, the main reason we are doing this is just so I learn how this stuff goes down and everything.
Yeah, so basically, this is how it would be like in the... like if we were playing across a table live, I would be not... I wouldn't be indicating what I'm going to do with as I'm controlling your adversaries. I'm not necessarily going to telegraph what they're going to do.
Right. Are you behind some folders up on the?
I'm behind some. It's called a game master's screen.
Are you behind the game master screen?
It's a game master screen, so what that you cannot on? See yes what's going on back
what
here.
Goes
so
on?
I've got the dice pool. I got the dice pool all pulled up. I'm going to roll the dice.
Hickory dickory duck. Splash.
It'll show up in the...
That's the dice pool.
He got zero successes. he totally...
I mean, look at him.
Botched that one up.
Yeah.
He goes up to Taryn. He's like... And then Taryn's like, whoa, I don't think so. And moves. Next up is going to be... either Grando the Grand or Podcastus.
How do we determine?
You guys are at. You guys are not far. You're at short range because you were pretty close to them. So it would just take a maneuver to get into engaged, or you can shoot from there.
And we're on the speeder bikes, right? So it's like
you're on the speeder bikes, but it's not really like it's not a problem.
Can we shoot on the speeder bikes though?
You can. You will actually suffer a setback because they are so much smaller than the speeder bike. You'd be better off just pulling your blaster if you want, you know, while you're on the speeder and aiming or something. You know, you're basically, you can either take a maneuver to get off the speeder bike, or you can just, you can take an action from the speeder bike.
Okay. What do you want to do, Pod?
Well, we should blast those things. So let's, take out our sidearms, because he's right. We don't need to be pulling out the big guns for this. We'll just have a little blaster practice, and we'll blow them off of the Durastead villager there.
All right. So you're going to use your... So who's going first, Grando or Pod?
Grando, I insist.
Okay, Grando.
Okay.
Grando.
I'm going to go ahead and I think I have a heavy blaster.
That Kanik sort of reminds me of those Carillion hounds from Solo.
Yep.
And I notice as I pull myself away from the family as they're watching Andor for the first time.
And the Max?
Yeah.
They're all watching Andor right now as we speak?
Yeah, Dylan is up to speed on it, but Wendy and Michael, they haven't seen it yet, so they were up there watching it. And, man, that is an entirely different perspective, watching the whole season unfold after you've seen it. Because
I got to do that.
Because the characters that get introduced in Ferrix early on, they seem just so disposable the first time you watch it. And then you watch it the second time, and you know that they all, most of them all come back into play later on in the season.
Right.
Even though they just get little moments in the spotlight at the beginning. And so I thought that was kind of interesting to revisit those characters after you get to know them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to give it another shot. I had, you know, uneven opinions of it.
Yeah, I know Tyler but did too.
But I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't dislike it. I thought the pacing was off. But
it was very different. That's all. I mean, it's just different.
Yeah. I felt like it could have done with minus an episode or two just to tighten it up a bit.
Maybe. Yeah.
But that's the extent of my criticism. Like, I didn't have a problem, and the cursing. I didn't like the cursing for Star Wars. But but other than that, though, I mean, I liked the different approach. I liked the street level. It's very RPG in a way. It's like you're talking like everyday kind of characters who are just kind of working their way up to hero-dom, street level stuff.
Yeah, tonally for me, it felt off. Like, I was really hoping to see like the kind of blaster rifle that Grando has right now in there somewhere. Yeah. And Grando's going to take that blaster rifle like they could have had in that show instead of an AK-47. and he's going to go ahead and he's going to try and shoot it, one of the Kanniks, the one that's preferably closest.
You managed to pull it up there, Grando?
You know, it wasn't there, but I did pull up the, I pulled it up somewhere else.
Go to your character sheet and just equip it.
One sec. I'm sorry. This is going to take me a sec.
Yeah, I would totally give Andor another shot. I mean, the prison episodes were fantastic.
Those were my favorite. Yeah, I think everyone loved them.
And I was maybe too because I was watching them when we were in Disney World, and I was watching them down there at Galaxy's Edge, and I was just really in the zone. But they were great.
We got to incorporate some more Batu into these RPG sessions, I think.
That's another thing that I want. We can do that now while Grando's looking for his blaster. Like, what would you guys
it's
like?
It's in the backpack somewhere.
It's here. I got it. Don't worry. It's in there. And when it comes out, it's going to be fierce.
Yeah.
What kind of adventures do you want to have? Now that you're kind of getting a feel for what this is like, do you want to, be in a dogfight? Do you want to, like, be on an Imperial Star Destroyer? Do you want to do... Do you want to be in cantinas? Like, what kind of Star Wars experience do you want to have? You know, you don't have to answer now. Think about it.
Yeah, okay.
You don't have to answer now. You know, think about it. Let me know. You know, we'll do.
I want to hunt wampas.
You want to hunt wampas? You know, you want to bullseye womp rats back home? We can go bullseye womp rats back home.
Yippee.
You know,
as Anakin said, yippee. Does it sound so charming coming from a 53-year-old dude, does it? Yippee. Jeez, Anakin really let himself go to hell. You know, what Anakin would have turned out to be if he stayed on that desert planet? You know, he probably would have been running the whole show there. He would have been Daimyo.
He might have been. I mean, I always thought it was just more interesting, like, what would have happened if, Qui-Gon had lived. Seemed to be the kind of...
I'll tell you what would have happened.
What happened, Qui-Gon? So, Qui-Gon, what were your plans for young Anakin?
Oh, you know, we're going to train him in the ways of the Jedi. And then we're going to go to the pub and have some Guinnesses and Marlboros, you know. It's a good time. Don't knock it unless you try it.
Right. And do you feel that if he had just had a, was able to kick back a few pints, that Anakin would have just been a little bit more relaxed and mellow and, you know, just right, been able to kind of roll with the punches a little bit more that better than he did?
Well, I said to George, we're out in Tatooine. I said, George, you know, it's after 5 o'clock. You know, they're drinking somewhere, you know. But he wouldn't really go for it. I figured a couple drinks for Anakin might help him relax, you know.
You're on the clock, you know, until 6 o'clock, Qui-Gon. All right.
And then Artair rolled in. You know that little Artair? Oh, he's just a little fun guy, you know, that Artair. It's more fun doing the voice when Swank's on the line because he laughs so much.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sure, you know.
Grando, my true friend, how are you doing?
Okay, I have found out how to do this. There are a lot of buttons to click.
Oh, there we go. Oh, no, that's not it. There we go. Okay.
Click. It so where are we?
He's drawn his blaster.
I've dug into my sack and pulled out his blaster, I guess.
Okay.
There we go. I knew you were in there.
And so what am I going to, how hard is it going to be for me to kind of pull up and kind of rev the engine a little bit?
You don't even need to if you don't want to. What are you trying to do? Because you're in range. You're at short range.
Okay. Well, then
because you guys were kind of in a, you know, you guys were in like a close formation and these things just kind of popped out of the underbrush of the jungles and just kind of went at them. So they're kind of up in Terran's grill and you're at short range from them.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to kind of coast along, you know, no hands, and because speeder bikes are like that, you know, you don't have to like balance them like a bicycle. And then I'm just going to like whip it out and shoot it. So I'm just going to go ahead and roll the dice after I selected everything.
Here we go. All right. Oh, so you got one success, two advantage. So you did 9 damage on stun, one success, two advantage. So you got 9 damage you did to. All right. Jesus.
Do they even have 9 health?
Well, what basically the way it works with the minions is you took down 2 of them. Nice. So you finally are like, got it, found it. Actually, that's not his voice. We got to come up with a voice for him. I keep doing Vendry.
Grand.
What's your voice for Grand?
Hey, Kendra, how'd you like that?
Oh, basically same thing. Okay.
Like, yeah, same thing.
You fumble and you find it. You're like, there it is. And then you take out 2 of them and they just smolder and smoke.
Yeah, and I want to flex for the lady over there.
Yeah, okay. You know. You flex for Kendra. Very good. Very good. And then with the advantage, what would you like to do? You got 2 advantages. What would you like to do with them? You can pass them on. You can use them to. Oh, you don't have any strain damage, so
I'll pass them on. I'll just kind of pass them on to podcasters and
Pod.
Say,
so Pod
like,
will have a boost.
Oh yeah, I'll be like, there's one over there.
All right, Pod, you're up, my friend.
All right.
So what we're gonna do? We're gonna walk you through this.
Thank God.
So go to the little blaster on the right. Click that. Then click short-ranged.
Short-ranged, right?
Yep. And then see the 3 dots to the right of blaster pistol.
To the right.
Yeah, blaster pistol. Down, down, down. Keep going. Keep going. Up. To the left. Yep.
These guys?
Yeah. No, right. Just to the right of that, there's 3 dots. 3 vertical dots.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
It's so hard
click
to
that,
see. Okay, got it.
And then select weapon.
Select.
Build pool. Okay. Oh, geez, you're going to. All right. And then roll the dice.
And roll
the mechanics.
All right. I'm going to have to up the threats to you guys.
Rolling all right, dice.
okay. So you saw what Grando did, and you're like, it's no big deal. I can do that too. How hard could that be? Pull out your blaster, fire 6 shots. They all hit the ground around mechanic.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that's a warning shot. Maybe he, you know.
We did actually. We were supposed to put in the. We were supposed to put in a boost die for you.
So. I'm like the guy in Pulp Fiction who comes bursting out of the bathroom, shooting at Samuel Jackson and John Travolta. Die, MFers, die! Bam, 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 bam. And they're still standing there with bullet holes in the wall.
Spider dance. Hit him in the foot.
Six advantage on that one. What would you like to do?
I don't know. What do I do?
Normally you could stun it, but you have to hit this.
Yeah,
stun,
that's the trick.
Yeah, Han Solo said. That's the real trick, isn't it? You gotta hit, kid.
Yeah.
All right, let's just move on.
That's fine with me. I'd rather just leave this behind.
The mechanic ran away. Yeah.
He's gonna let me see. These guys, what do they have? They have a... Taran turns. He takes a shot. And he does 4 damage to the Kanik. And we're back to the Kanik now. There's one left. He's not looking too good, but he's pissed. So he's going after Grando. So he's going to take a move. He's going to hobble over to you.
I just killed your brothers. You're not scared of me.
You're next.
All right.
Do we roll to see if he's afraid of Grando?
I just rolled now, and he does. Okay, so he comes up to you, and he tries to... He bites you. And he sinks his teeth into you, but you don't feel anything through your boot. You're just like, okay.
Just like kind of kick him away. And
Yeah. So you're like, this is getting a little sad now. All right, Grando. Grando or Pod, who wants to go next? You're up.
Grando, I insist.
I'll go again.
Okay, Grando. So you know what to do. He's on your foot.
He's on my foot, so Grando's going to embody Rambo, and he's going to pull out his combat knife.
Ooh, look at that. It was getting fancy.
And he's just going to stab that Kanik
Grando's switching weapons, Pod. Could you do that?
Does that cost anything, like a maneuver or something?
That'd be a maneuver.
Okay.
That'd be a maneuver, but you're not moving, so you can take your maneuver and then your action.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
stab him. And I'm going to give you, since Pod had 6 advantages, I'm going to give you, add yourself a boost die to that.
Okay. I mean, it's in short range, presumably?
It's actually engaged.
Engaged, okay.
It's like you couldn't be more engaged than this thing is with you.
All engage.
Right. Engage.
And I'm going to go for it.
Oh, you do this, like this Rambo, and you stab your foot.
Oh, yeah! You stabbed your foot, guy. What
you
are we?
You stabbed your foot.
We're a couple of spazzes in this.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. So, Kandra's just. She's just over there shaking her. She's just shaking her.
Oh, jeez. Like, man, okay. What's next for these idiots?
So you're going to suffer a setback die on your next attack.
I'll add it in already.
Excellent. Look at that. We're using our tools available to us. Yes. Podcastus, you're up.
Oh, great.
What you going to do? You see, you just saw, after you stopped laughing, you saw Grando just stab himself in the foot.
Well, I mean, this kind of messes everything up, though. I need Grando.
Well, he's not dead.
Yeah, I know, but his foot's all messed up, and I don't want him bleeding to death as we're driving out to the village, so I don't have to worry about that. They have bandages at the village.
Well, you could, yeah, I mean, it's only a flesh wound.
They have bandages at the village, so we'll worry about that when we get there.
They got Band-Aids.
But I think it is important that wound gets looked at anyway. All right.
Yeah,
so I think
you're probably
going
to want to put some Neosporin on that.
Preferably Kandra. will look at it for me. Okay.
He likes those girls with the two eyes.
Soak it in Bacta or what have you. But we got to get to this village. I want to talk to the elder anyway, and it seems like we're messing around here now, you know. Is anything posing a threat to us still? Those animals, right?
We got
to
kill that thing. Just
the canic that's eating Grando's foot.
Shoot it off. I have to take care of this thing, the canic.
All right, so walk you through it again, or you got this?
I reloaded my blaster.
All right, you reloaded your blaster.
Yes,
I did. Short range.
Short round, short range.
You're going to add a setback die and a blue boost die. So you're going to add a black die and a blue die. Because you're shooting at a canic which is engaged with Grando. So that's dangerous because you could hit Grando.
Yeah.
And but you had 6 advantage on the last one, even though you fanned. And so that's going to help you on this one.
Okay, good. Let's roll them. Da-da-ding. All right. Oh, what? Something bad happened again?
So you take, you're like, don't worry, Grando. I've got you.
And then what?
And you,
I shot his other foot.
And you shoot him in the other foot.
Oh, man.
And he's like, dank ferric.
Dank ferric, indeed.
We got to get a dank ferric in.
Yes, you do.
Dank ferric.
All right, so you got one failure in. All right, the Darrested villager is gonna, he's gonna go. He's gonna take a shot. They're just like, oh,
yeah, God, he's like,
how
I'm
did these
my
two
own
ever
ears.
Take
with?
How did these two ever take Whisper Base?
That guy.
I mean, we had the benefit of waffles and Grand Slams before, so.
Yeah, right. We need some protein. When
that's
is that
true. You guys might be getting hungry. That could be it. So they're not doing much better. They all. Kandra is just like, oh, and then raises her, throws her a little. She doesn't have a. She has a like a little carbine. She pulls it out, but it just kind of like beep 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 like around like right around Grando, who's really starting to feel like his.
I'm gonna die.
His time is limited, and not because of the canic itself.
Grando's just like, oh, it's just a flesh wound. I'm fine.
All right, new round. Who's going to go, Grando or Pablo?
Grando has to save his own skin at this point.
All right.
Grando's going to take the knife, having stabbed himself, and just sheath it really
he's
quick.
Gonna put it, he's going to switch it to the other hand.
Yeah. He's going to pull that. He's going to pull that blaster rifle out. Let's see. I'm much better with the blaster.
There we go. Okay, so you did. Okay, right. One threat and one triumph. Okay. All right, so.
Somebody triumphed.
You stab the thing, and it goes into the brain stem, and it falls over. you just, Grando, you look up. You're like, yeah, no problem. So they come up to you. Kandra comes up and gives Grando a big hug. Grando's holding on to that hug a little bit too long.
He's grunting Grando, a little bit.
And then Pa's like, all right.
I'm like looking over, like I when I'm hugging her, I'm making eye contact with Pa.
She says, oh, as she kind of composes herself and say, let's get back to the village. And so you guys get on your speeders. They go up ahead. They find theirs. They get on it. And you guys off to the. Takes you about 20 minutes to get to the village.
It's like the Jedi Atari game, or the cabinet. You know, that game's really hard.
So you guys pull up to the Darrested Village, which as you're getting off your bikes and they're leading Kandra's leading you into the village, you see that it's really no more than a scant collection of buildings that are surrounded by a fence of wooden stakes and barbed wire. Most of its structures are crude huts made from local materials, but there are a few large Duracrete prefabs that are used as meeting halls or other public necessities. None of the buildings are in good repair, especially the prefabs, which date back to the village's founding which looks like, yeah, maybe like a, it's been here a bit. The villagers seem to keep them in order as well as they can with their limited tools and supplies, but even the sturdy Duracrete has begun to crumble under the harsh jungle conditions. So,
this place is a dump.
So they pull you into, they don't pull you in, they walk you in, and you see, like the villagers are, you know, they're dressed the same way as Kandra and Taryn and company. They're, you know, simple clothes. They're obviously not like, they're not primitives or anything. They just kind of poor. Doesn't have a lot of resources.
I was disappointed there were no loincloths. But
say Kandra's in a loincloth. Let's say it was designed by William Ware Tice.
Oh, very nice.
And budget was short, so he came up with a creative way to both save money and have sex appeal.
That's what RPG is all about, isn't it? Saving money and having sex appeal still at the same time.
So,
if I know anything about locals, I definitely shouldn't get involved in any like drama with Kandra. I don't know. I might be overstepping.
You're like,
bounds.
I should definitely. She should definitely not fall in love with me.
I don't know. The sparks are flying. I
definitely not fall in love with.
Do we roll the dice for that?
Yeah, we can. We can. You want to do it? We would do a social encounter.
Social. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. For
my boy Grando there. He's
all right. So Grando.
He's looking to get
let's
lucky.
Let's do a charm check.
Okay.
Charm check for Grando.
So
charm
go into character, pick charm.
Okay, got it.
And
charming to the last. All right,
this is
remember when Tarkin said that?
Yeah.
Charming, I'm sure. Charmed, I'm sure. Was I say charmed?
You said
I'm
charming
sure.
to the last.
Oh, charming to the last.
Yeah. To the last. Yeah. And as a kid, I was like, last what? But I, you know, it was just like the last, you know. Everything.
Yeah.
We're going to blow your planet up,
yeah,
fool.
This is it.
This is the end. This is the last.
All right,
well,
roll that. You got
specific?
That purple
no.
in there?
I need a purple. All right.
Did the purples that I did come through? Hold on. Let me see if the... Let me try... Did those come through to you?
I don't think so.
Which, did anything come through?
I'm going to be hearing Tyler's mouse click in my sleep.
I know. I'm sorry.
You got a clicky mouse.
It's a real cheap mouse. It's a real cheap mic.
We got to get Tyler a new mouse.
All right. All right. So just put select your. If none of it came through, you got your charm.
Mm-hmm.
Put in three purple.
Trace.
And what are you saying to her? What are you saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, how are you doing this? I'm not just gonna let you get away with the dice. I want to know what you're doing.
You know, he's going to go up to her and he's going to say,
while you're walking to okay.
Yeah. He's going to like kind of do the Lando thing where he kind of like touches the bottom of her chin and he's going to be like, so what do you guys do around here for fun?
I'm going to give you a black dye, black side black dye for that. Okay.
Touches the underneath of her chin with those big grand mitts of his.
Yeah, look at these things.
I mean, those things have big hands.
Yeah, it's massive.
It's like a catcher's mitt on his hand there.
All right, I'll roll the die here. I don't know what that means.
Wow. Okay, so I'll tell you what this means. So, she says, well, there isn't much. She looks at you and with a little coquettish twinkle in her eye. And she says, we don't, as you can see, there isn't much here, but we manage to have fun when we can. And
right then, a big gust of wind picks up and blows her loincloth up.
No, that would be if you had an advantage, but you got four threat.
I see.
So what happens is this big villager comes marching over and gets in your face and pushes you aside and takes Kandra by the arm and starts walking with you, giving you a glare.
Ooh.
And she says, hi, Cabo.
Cabo?
How are you, honey?
Is that Cabo Wren?
Yeah.
There's another man.
Cabo's, yeah, Cabo's her boyfriend.
Yeah, she's got a dude. I'm sorry.
But Grayson. She likes you. She likes you, but there's a boyfriend.
There's potential.
So, you know, that this doesn't mean it's over.
But you might be sitting around waiting for a breakup that maybe will never happen.
You might be, yeah, you might be the rebound.
Yeah,
Grando's
well,
not, I mean, he just met this lady. I mean, let's be real. The logistics don't work. He's trying to live his life, and she's already got this established community. So, you know, I think he's being aware of this.
It's because, like, Mandalorian met that widow there at the they were shrimp fishing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Swamp, Klaatuians and Scout Walkers invaded their village. But the Mando, you know, he couldn't just readjust his entire life and then settle down and enjoy, you know, Spotchka with the widow. He had to go on with his life.
And plus he was putting her in danger.
He rolled 4 threats. That was the problem. So they bring you up to, clearly looks like if there can be a center to this little village. Mm-hmm. See if I can get you the picture of the village. Let's see if this works.
I'm expecting like a drone shot of a abandoned or community, or maybe like a community that hasn't been contacted by someone.
There's a little map of the Darristed village.
Okay, I can blow it up.
You can blow it up, man. Just blow it up.
Blowing it up right now. And so they got the wall around it, and you know, it's like there's some, it's like there's probably 50 people in there, right?
Yeah, there's 50 to 100 people in there.
Boy, oh boy, guys, I really wish, you know, I had an idea what you were even talking about.
Oh, right. Go to the, all right, you know where you see the tabs on the right there?
Yes.
Okay,
go to the one that looks like a
chat.
Okay, so you have a little photo here.
Yeah, you get a little photo of the map.
Zoom in on that.
You can click into it. And
okay,
it
so there's our village.
And then you can control scroll once you click on it, and it'll zoom in on you.
Wait till you see what I got to show you. You'll see it. You'll be blown away.
This is going to be the best village you've ever seen.
Look at that village.
The best. Wow, look at that.
That's a sharp-looking village right there. So
this has become a visual medium.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So at the...
mostly huts. It does look like there's a few... those are those rundown Durasteel buildings, I guess. Looks like there's a wall going around it, too, just in case, like, zombies try to raid the place. It's like The Walking Dead. They have some crops.
Yeah, definitely some crops.
We're taking note of that. This looks like a fun place to hang. I could see myself settling down in here for a while, you know. I may or may not have spent some time in various communes between my junior and senior year of college as I was attempting to find myself and live off the land.
Where were you your junior, senior year? Were you in...
Where
you
was I? No, I was in Chicago.
There weren't any communes here.
No, there weren't.
But
no communes.
I will say, my parents were both in Hare Krishna, which you mentioned on the last...
You're kidding me?
Yeah, they... And I mean,
were they?
Yeah, my dad was like, I was only there for the food. That's what I
said. Wow, man! You know, because after I said that, I was like, man, I hope I don't like offend.
You didn't offend me at
Hare
least.
Hare Krishnas or nothing. But it seemed like it was kind of a culty thing.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
I think it was.
Yes. Wow. But I mean, that was, you know, like I said, the 70s and 80s. That's they were recruiting heavily.
Yeah.
And I don't know how they go about it nowadays, but that's really interesting. You brought that up. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, so maybe the villagers are Hare Krishna. I don't know.
You know, why did we even bring up the Hare Krishnas?
I can't remember.
I don't know.
It was on the Bad Batch After Show, if I remember correctly.
I can't remember.
You might have brought that up. Yeah, I think you might have.
I was just
That's
like, there's
no
callback,
folks.
I'm like, there can't possibly be Hare Krishnas listening. If there are, I hope I didn't offend them.
If you are, bring me some food. I hear it's good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that they were known for their food.
That's what my dad said. So
I'm probably all vegetarian,
that.
Right?
Come to the dark side. They have cookies. Fez from that 70s show. Fez.
All right. So they lead you up to the what looks like the center of the town, and there's a an elderly lady there. She got a regal quality to her, even though she's, kind of bedraggled as well.
Okay.
And Kendra and Cabo, now arm in arm, bring you up to her, and she says, "Kendra, these are people that we found at the Imperial base. They don't seem to be Imperials, and they've also saved our lives on our way back here, and we thought that it was my choice to bring them here to meet you. I thought that you should hear them out." And she says, "Yes, child, that was wise of you." And she looks at you and she goes, "Who are you folk?"
We are, why do we need her anyway? Why are we here?
I think what we should do.
I mean, these are the thoughts running through my mind right now.
Can we also have suffer from short-term memory loss?
Can we huddle up here before we talk to the...
All they did was ask who you are.
I don't know, man. These guys.
I gotta strategize.
She could be an Imperial spy.
I'll kind of put my arm on Pod, and I'll just be like, "We are here to..." "We're here to liberate the planet, and we're trying to get this other faction going on. I know you guys got the Empire around here, and those are bad dudes. They're making you weed up there. They're making you pull the weeds.
Yeah, that manual labor sucks.
We got some fantastic breakfast, and we would like to invite you."
Okay, so. That's good, man. Wow, who knew Grando the Grand would be able to bail us out of that one?
But what are you called? What are your names?
Oh, I'm Pod, and that's Grando.
Pod and Grando.
Yes, yes, yes.
I am Dial Kadru. Welcome to Darrested Village. Thank you for saving our people.
We are honored to be your guests, m'lady.
You are welcome here. What little we have to offer is yours. Imperials used us as essentially slave labor.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping that you'll be different and treat us with some respect.
Oh, we're different.
We may not look like much, but we have been here for 100 years on this planet.
I feel that's not very long. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Shut up, Drake. Your foot is still bleeding, buddy. We need to get some bandages on that. So
one of them comes out and wheels Grando away from it just to take care of his foot.
His blood sugar was running a little low.
And then, Pod, on behalf of the Rebellion, Pod, you can carry on this conversation.
Yes, on behalf of the Rebellion, I am going to carry on this conversation with you, Elder M'lady. So what we thank you for taking care of my bleeding friend Grando. He is a nice guy. You probably wouldn't realize this upon first impressions, but the guy was bleeding an awful lot, right? So here's what we're thinking we can do. It's not what we really want from you. It's what we want for you, and we want freedom and independence brought back to your village. And the only way we can do this is to take out of the Empire as a team. And so I noticed you got some villagers around here, and they look like some pretty strong, well-to-do dudes. And the Mandalorian trained these villagers how to fight. I think I can do it with you guys. It's a little something out of the Seven Samurai book, if you will. But that's what I'm thinking. You guys don't get Kurosawa here, do you? No? No?
Is this on? I do not understand this. So we're going to do... No, you're doing great. That's why I'm letting you go.
No, it's
okay,
all right.
So let's do... I like what you're doing. So put in... give me a... Let me see. What would this be?
Can I smoke? Can I ask the elder physician? Can I have a smoke here while... Is it cool? Do I need to roll dice to smoke?
No, you don't need to roll dice to smoke. But
that's all right.
Go to your character and pull down your negotiation.
In front of everyone?
Yeah, pull down your negotiation. Let me see. Let me see how big it is.
Normally, the negotiations start before that comes out. But
okay, go to my character. There I am. Right? Where am I? And go to my negotiation. How do I get there?
Just go to character. The actual in the middle on the bottom in the green kind of area there. It says character.
Oh yes, it does.
Pull down. Yeah, just scroll down to negotiation.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and then let me know when you've got that selected, and then add a blue dice, and then you're going to put in a red.
Yes, I am.
And you're going to put in a red and two purple.
Doink, doink. And then I'm going to roll them. Are you ready?
You're going to roll them.
Here we go.
Roll them. And I'm going to see what we got.
Roll it.
All right. She listens to you and she says, well, I regret that what we have is limited, but we gratefully accept your ability to perhaps boost our meager abilities. Mm-hmm. And also, we would like perhaps our biggest contribution to you might be to help you in operating the base that was previously run by the Imperials. Are there but two of you?
It's just us. Just us.
Then it seems that you will be in need of our aid.
Yeah, that's what
we know
talking
that
about.
Base well because of the cruelty, ironically, of the Imperials.
Yes.
But we can use it to help you maintain it if you accept.
Yeah, let's do it. This is perfect. You're just the people we were looking for. You got bandages for Grando's foot. You've got a place for us to sort of use as a base of operations. We got our own speeder bikes here, so we don't need transport. But I think together, if we team up, we'll definitely be able to kick some Imperial ass. And you guys know your way around the base.
You are welcome to stay here and rest if you'd like and heal.
Yes.
Great. Grando is like in the infirmary or in someone's like hut, and he's just watching Seven
Where's
Samurai.
Gendra?
He's watching Gendra! Seven Samurai on the iPad, you know.
Right. Like, yes. He's like, what? Really, oh wow, this is pretty good.
He's like pointing it out to the little kids, like, hey, you seen this? Mm-hmm.
We'll show you. How
and
to use
we're
this
gonna
stuff.
We're gonna stop here.
Okay, that's it then. We've made contact with the villagers. We've entered the village and made contact with the village elder. Grando's got shot
you're,
in the foot,
you're
and now
convalesce.
He's there's convalescing going on.
There's convalescing going on, so you're going to... here's what we're going to do for next time, so we don't have to do it. So you're going to take care of your strain, so... excuse me, Pod, go to your character and subtract one strain. Or I can do it for you, actually.
Okay. All right, the strain
Grando,
I choose is Skywalker.
I'm
going to
do the same
OG.
For you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and then what we're going to do is we're going to roll now for next week's destiny points, so we don't have to do it next week or next month.
Totally forgot about that this time around.
Yeah, we totally forgot about that. It might have saved your foot.
Yeah, you told me, you're like, Tyler, keep track of this, and I totally
that's okay. We're going to do it now. A little pro tip I learned was do it the end of the last session. So everybody take a, start with you, Grando, grab a force die.
Okay.
And just roll it.
Grando.
Right, two light side. Okay. Pod, you do the same thing. Grab a white force die.
What's a force die?
The white one. Just click it from the selection there of the row right underneath
force.
Your character.
It says force.
Yeah, white. And then roll that.
Rolling.
You got one dark side.
One dark side. What does that mean?
That means I will have one destiny point to start off with using them. And as we use them, whenever we use them, it turns to you. And then whenever you use them, it turns to me.
What's a destiny point and how do they come into play?
The destiny point is kind of represents the ebb and flow of the force. So you can decide to use a destiny point that's available to you at any time to upgrade it. Essentially, it upgrades a check. Or it helps something to happen that you might need to happen. So I think we used a destiny point when you were climbing that ATST.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember, but then it turned out you actually had climbing gear, so we didn't need to do that.
Yeah, you know, some days when it rains.
But like, say you didn't have climbing gear and you needed to climb it, and you flipped the destiny point. He's like, "Hey, Matt, I also packed climbing gear, you know, or I learned how to, you know, I see grooves on this ATST." The destiny point kind of gives you that little force boon to do what you need to get done. Conversely, okay. I can use it too.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
great. Well, yeah. I think this was a fun session. I feel like I was a little bit more involved and focused on what was actually
We're getting
happening.
A little better, you know.
There's been a lot of changes.
So more RPG then, and that'll be coming the first week of every month. We have put that aside for our RPG sessions. Now, if you're playing RPG with a bunch of friends and you're doing it remotely like we do it, how often do the sessions occur?
Probably you try to go for like once a week,
weekly.
Once every other week.
I go every other week, and then I have flexibility with people because, you know, if it's once a month, that's fine too, you know?
Okay, yeah. So that's not too big of a cushion between sessions?
No. I don't think so.
No.
You can do it. I mean, obviously, the closer together they are, the better.
Oh, yeah.
But,
We have a crawl. So
we have a crawl. Everybody has lives. I mean, that's basically it. You know, you kind of, everybody's got things to do.
Mm-hmm. So how long, Tyler, would you say a session normally takes when you're playing RPG with people who are involved and know what's going on and all of that?
I don't know how you run yours. I run mine for like 2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, two and a half. I think anything longer than that, you need breaks. You need to think. So,
I'm stopping it now because we also took time to like work out some technical kinks before we started recording and stuff. So, you know, even though it's like an hour 20, it's like we kind of went long. So, it's like the attention, you know, you kind of gauge the attention span, you know, find a natural break sometimes before like we're about to launch into something else. I don't want to launch into it, you know, and then stop. So like this was like a good place to pause.
Yes. Yes. All right. Well, good. I mean, it's feeling more legit than I guess.
it's about as legit as it gets.
It's gonna feel like a show soon.
RFR RPG will continue.
I'm actually very excited about the next session. I think it's I got some juicy plans. I think
I think it's
gonna get fun and Star Warsy.
Mm. Now that's a tease.
Yeah.
So on behalf of RFR RPG and Rebel Force Radio and Tyler Page.
Hey!
Matt Rashid.
Thanks for coming to the table.
And I'm Jimmy Mack. I say something about puffer pigs, don't I?
Canic in this episode?
Yes, no puffer pigs in this RPG. And remember...
The Force will be with you, always.